Time now for our video pick of the week. Here with me is our multimedia editor, Flora Lichtman. Hi, Flora. What do you got for us this week?
Hi, Ira. This week, the flight fiesta continues for our video pick, but we are looking at flapping flight in
flapping
our video.
Flapping flight.
Yeah, like wing flight, winged flight that moves, wings that move, I guess. We went to NYU to check out a cool experiment that involves these beautiful little paper aircrafts, which are giving researchers insight into how flapping flight works. But I think we should bring on one of the designers of this experiment. Stephen Childress is a professor emeritus in the math department at New York University, and he's here with us in our New York studio. Welcome to the program.
Very nice to be with you.
So are there mysteries to be solved when it comes to how wings work?
Flapping flight is particularly interesting because the insects and the birds have learned how to use their wings in so many different ways. And the one thinks of an airplane with its fixed wings just sailing through the air and developing lift. Birds, when they flap, they use their wings to do all kinds of things, to maneuver, to develop lift, to hover. And the mechanisms and the ways in which they have devised are extremely interesting and varied. In fact, there are methods of generating lift that were first observed in insects. Men did not discover
that,
them.
That people didn't know about.
Exactly.
So let's talk about this experiment that we saw that you can see in this video on our website at Science Friday. The little things that are flying in this video don't look much like insects to me.
No, we're not trying to imitate insects. We're trying to get at the mechanics of lift generation and hovering. And so we're developing various kinds of little objects that show us something about how flapping wings are developing their lift.
And describe the experimental setup, because I was amazed at the supplies you use.
It's very it's a very simple experiment to construct. In fact, I did a little mock-up at home with just things around the house to get going so I can describe it the way I first put it together. I took a tube and I took a loudspeaker and I put the loudspeaker at the bottom of the tube and turned it on, and so the air in the column begins to oscillate, and you could feel it as the speaker
playing.
Goes up and down. I mean, the speaker is driving some air up and down. Uh-huh. Every speaker does, and so then I wanted to put things in and watch them fly and look like insects, but I was a little concerned. I thought the speaker would make the wings flap, and therefore I would have to push some air up to cause them to lift up. So I had a little one of these little home vacuum cleaners, these little dust busters around the house. I attached that to the bottom to blow some air up. And I turned it on, and I made a few little insects out of balsa and tissue paper. And I put them in there, and darn, they just sort of moved up and began to flap their little wings and looked around and began to fly. So I was very taken with this. I took it into our lab to show the guys, and we began to play with it. And then something happened. I was sitting there with it, watching these things fly, and I turned off the speaker so that there was no vibration, and everything just fell to the ground. So we saw that it was the oscillating air which was driving the lift primarily, not the air pushing up.
Not the dust buster.
Not the dust buster. And so we decided that we could do this with purely oscillating air. We built a much bigger model of this, and that's the one you saw and the one we photographed. And it began an experimental program in which we observe these little things flying. And we built all kinds of things to put in there, as you saw.
And it's basically taking the flap of a wing and taking it out of the wings and putting it into the air, right?
Exactly right, Flora. In a sense, we're saying, let's move the air past the wings instead of the wings through the air. It's very hard to train an insect to hover there to hover there for you. And it's very hard to build these things, too, that flap their wings. It's something we're trying to do, but it's very hard to get something.
One thing that amazed me is how stable these little, I mean, they look like little sort of origami figures. You know, there's a pyramid, and one looks sort of like a donut or a UFO, cup-shaped, all of them. But they stay in the air pretty well.
This is what is driving our work, primarily. One of the problems with hovering flight, at least man-made hovering flight, is stability. And in particular for flapping flight, it's not clear how to achieve stability without significant feedback controls and so on. And of course, insects have this. What we found with our little paper bugs is that there is a there's an extreme stability to large excursions from the way they would like to hover. So there's something that keeps them from going too far. And within this sort of envelope, they can maneuver around very nicely. But this stability is what is interesting, most interesting, really, for this particular type of experiment.
Did you find out what it is that keeps them from tipping over?
We have done those experiments, and yes, we think we understand the basic mechanism. This gets a little technical in the sense that wings, when you move them to the air, it's something we don't see very easily, but we all know about eddies, and they're little vertical eddies that are shed by the tips of the wings when they move through the air. And these little whirlpools are then ejected by the wings. And it's this ejection of little whirlpools that generates the lift. And these things are changing in such a way that gives this stability.
You're listening to Science Friday on NPR. I'm Flora Lichtman, and I'm sitting next to the host, Ira Flatow, and Stephen Childress from NYU. So you were talking about these vortices, which I think I've seen on the back of when I'm paddling a canoe, right?
Yes, exactly.
Same kind of thing.
Exactly.
And they actually shoot out and will correct if something is tipping over. They'll shoot in the direction that pushes them so the object doesn't tip. Is that the kind of...
That's correct. As the object tilts, the direction the vortices are ejected changes in such a way that gives the stability. That's what we seem to observe. By the way, we did this with very simple experiments involving a water tank, which is sloshing back and forth. You could and looking at a shadow graph of the vortices.
So. Is that what gives it lift also?
It gives it lift also, yes.
That
exactly.
Explains the hovering flapping then, how they can stay there.
Exactly.
I wondered with the hovering, I mean, does that mean that when an insect is hovering, it's sort of generating these vortices just enough to counteract gravity? That sounds like complicated physics to me, or beyond my...
Well, they know they want to hover, so I guess they just adjust themselves to and they have significant control mechanisms to tell them exactly when they are positioned and not turning and so on.
We only have a few minutes left, but I wanted to know, how did you get into flight?
I've had a love affair with airplanes. I guess in my generation, we built model airplanes. Now we build computers, but I built model airplanes, and then I got my pilot's license and so on and went down that road and have worked in the industry a little bit. So
you've done this in and out of the lab then?
Yes.
And you're an emeritus professor, which means... You're just doing it for the love of the...
Exactly, at this point.
They don't pay anymore.
They don't pay me
a thing. You're still in love with this.
Exactly.
And I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you these blank check question because you're working with a soup pot. And if you go to our website at sciencefriday.com, you'll see this.
From Chinatown.
This is a soup pot with a hole cut out in it and a tube stuck on the top of it on a speaker.
A subwoofer from Canal Street.
So. I spent many months down there before the World Trade Center was there. So let's not go there right now. But so it's forcing air up and you're throwing paper objects in that are fluttering up and down. If you could do it with a blank check, what would you make? How much you spend any amount of money? How would you change it?
Well, I would probably. We want to build a flapper that actually does move its wings in the air and uses this kind of principle, and it's going to be perhaps a fairly expensive project. But we want to build this object and perhaps try to build it in different sizes to see the effective size, because after all, insects are not huge.
Right. But if we could flap our wings at that speed, we could actually go up and down with those vortices too.
Well, I wouldn't say at our size.
At our size.
We're a little tinier, maybe.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Our video pick of the week, it's up there at sciencefriday.com. You can see these cute little things flying around in the tube. You can make one. You can do this one at home. Thanks for taking time to be with us today. Steve Childress is a professor emeritus in New York's math department. That's about all the time we have for today. Greg Smith composed our theme music. We had help from NPR librarian Kima Leski. If you missed any part of our program, go over to our website at sciencefriday.com. You can see Flora's video pick of the week. Make a project for yourself this holiday season. And also go to our website and take us along as an iPhone and Android app and continue a discussion all week long on SciFry. Have a great holiday weekend. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Be safe. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.